May the peace of the risen Christ be with you always. Once again, I give you greetings from St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church here at 24th and Lehigh in what we call the Kingdom of North Philadelphia. My name is Father Stephen Thorne. I've been blessed to serve as pastor here for the past 9 years. Before I give a word this morning, I want to give a word of thanks as pastor. Every Sunday, I offer words of gratitude to the people of God and how good you are. And I want to specifically raise up a few thoughts this morning of gratitude. First and foremost, I want to thank you, members of our church family, for caring for each other spiritually. I know that you are calling each other, praying with each other, and checking on each other. And that's church. And I'm very grateful as your pastor that you operated in that way. I often say you don't need my permission to do right by each other. So thank you for doing that. I'm also grateful for all the generosity of you. So many of you have sacrificed and given your collection week after week to keep our church going. I'm grateful to all of our benefactors who continue to give us gift cards and food to care for those who are poor and in need right now. Thank you for sharing your blessings. Also, I'm very grateful for all the volunteers who take care of the property, the garden, the inside, the outside, how good you are, with no recognition just because you want to share and take care of this house. In a very special way to our communication ministries. I'm very grateful to these fine gentlemen who have done a tremendous job of sacrificing their own time, their talent, and their treasure to make sure the word of God is heard and social media is used in a healthy and holy way to communicate all the good that happens in this church. I'm very, very blessed to serve as your pastor. And speaking of communication ministries, I'm going to do something for the first time on Monday, April 27th. We're going to have Bible study on Zoom. And so please check out our website and our Facebook page for information on how we're going to have Bible study and teach the Word of God tomorrow at 6:30. On Zoom. Today is the third Sunday of Easter, and I want to read for you the gospel that's being heard in every church throughout the world. What a gift it is to be Catholic, to know that the readings are not just my readings or here, but are being read in every church in some form or fashion this day. The gospel text is Luke 24, 13 to 35. Again, I invite you to read the Bible with me. Join with thee in your Bible. That's Luke 24, and the verses are 13 to 35. On that very day, the first day of the week, two of the disciples of Jesus were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And they were conversing about all the things that had occurred and happened. And while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looked downcast, and one of them, named Cleopas, said in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know about these things that have taken place these days?" And Jesus said to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in word and deed, before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. And some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. And they came back and reported they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that Jesus was alive. Then some of those who went to the tomb found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And Jesus said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and so enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. And as they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression he was going farther. But he urged him, "Stay with us. It is nearly evening, and the day is almost over." So Jesus went in and stayed with them. And it happened that while they were at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" And they set out once again and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those who were with them. And they said, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." And the two recounted all that took place along the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The room to my left, you can't see it from the sight, but there's a room back behind me. It's called the sacristy. It's kind of like a sacred locker room. It's where the priest and the deacon and all the ministers prepare for church. It's also where we store all the things we need for Mass and for all of our sacred devotions. The sacristy is just a simple room where people get ready for Mass. But as you leave the sacristy, there's a sign above the door. And the sign very simply says, "Mane nobiscum Domine." Mane nobiscum Domine. I am not a Latin scholar, but I do know those words mean, "Stay with us, Lord. Stay with us, Lord." I share that today because as I read this gospel today, and I prayed this gospel today, those words from scripture jumped at me. "Stay with us, Lord." The gospel tells a story once again of what happens on the road to Emmaus. These two disciples are walking away from Jerusalem. They're angry, they're frustrated, they're disappointed. As one of my young friends once said, often says to me, they felt they got played, that Jesus had played them. Well, that emotion of walking away in frustration is something many of us do. Some of us deal with grief by just walking away from it. These disciples had enough. They had given their life to follow Jesus, and Jesus was dead, and they walked away from it all. And it's in that moment of frustration, of being played, that Jesus walks with them. He's with them, and he teaches. He teaches them through the scripture about what had to happen to him, about God's holy word, that everything had been written about Jesus. It was true that God had planned this all and opened their mind in the scriptures. He broke the bread, something so sacred to us as Catholics, and they recognized Jesus. He was with them all along. And they ask him, they beg him, "Stay with us, Lord." As these weeks progress, these weeks and days of tremendous uncertainty, it really shakes all of us to our very core. Things that we knew were so certain are very uncertain. We don't know where this virus is. We wear our masks and our gloves as we should. We try our best to social distance as we must. But we don't know where it is. It's silent. It's invisible. It's uncertain. These days are uncertain because so many people who had jobs have lost them. And they're very uncertain about the future of paying their bills and providing for their families. These days are uncertain. There are people who had very good health and all of a sudden find themselves unable to breathe well, or a cough they can't seem to shake, and are afraid to go to the hospital, not knowing what the end might be. These days are uncertain. And for those of us who are in education, we know how uncertain they are. No matter how good Google Classrooms and Zoom may be, it doesn't take the place of what it's like to see a child face to face and help a student become their best self. These days are uncertain. And we know so many people, and the circle gets smaller and smaller, of people who've lost a loved one. This past week, a good friend of mine lost his brother, a man who was healthy a few weeks ago, and now he must prepare for a very small goodbye to his big brother. These days are uncertain. But at the same time, however, we know that Jesus walks with us. If I didn't believe that, I would not be here this morning. I believe in my heart that God has never abandoned me and never will. Even when I don't see it, it makes no sense to me. My God is awesome, and my God is present to me in good times and bad, in sickness and health, all the days of my life. That's my faith. And that's why I try to share each week with you, the people of God. God is with us, and we ask God to stay with us, to never let us lose the hope that we have in our heart. Stay with us, Lord, and walk with us on our journey. We don't know when. None of us know exactly when we'll return. But I know something, that God is always walking with us each and every day. May the peace and the love and the joy of the risen Lord be with you this week as we continue to walk the road. And those disciples, they turned around in the darkness of night and went back home to tell the story. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. May that be our story this week and every week. Stay with us, Lord. Amen.